Third down and five. Trips to the left on third and five for the Rams. Brewer wants to go up top. Gets pressure. Sidesteps it. Keeps the play alive. Now fires over the middle. It's juggled and intercepted. Molina has it at the 20 to the 15 to the 10. Five. Touchdown. Ivan Molina with the interception. And he takes it in for the TD. It's a pick six.
That works for me, Jeff. Okay, got a little pressure back there. And as it happens to many, many quarterbacks, Logan Brewer throwing the ball out of desperation on a pass rush, tipped there in the middle of the defense, and the blue shirt, Mr. Molina, comes up with it and goes coastal.
10:25 to play in the third quarter, and the Bulldogs lead it 20-3. They got pressure on him. He kept the play alive, sliding left, then threw over the middle late, and they tell you, don't do that, don't they?
Don't roll out with pass rush in your face and throw it back across your body in the middle of the field.
Well, he was in a tough spot.
Doesn't work from sixth grade and on up through the NFL.
And the PAT by Figueroa is good. And the Bulldogs lead it 21-3 with 10:25 to play in the third quarter on 98.7 FM Classic Rock. So each team with a turnover now. Brewer with the INT. The Bulldogs threw an interception in the first quarter. And here's a squibber down the western hash. Grab back at the 13. Up to the 15, to the 20, grabbed there and dropped at the 20-yard line. Stout made the stop. Jalen McKinney on the return. They're giving the 22-yard line. So about a 27-yard interception return for Ivan Molina as Brewer picked off on pass number 19 for him tonight. They tried to get a ground game going with a sweep out of their flankers on their last possession. We'll see what they do here on first and 10 at their own 22. Brewer will hand off to the big guy Morgan, bounces it right, and he's cut down as he gets to the 24 to the 25-yard line. Of course, they lost Josh Foley last year. In fact, he's an Aggie now, and he'll play college football in New Mexico State. He was terrific. I mean, the guy had terrific speed, sprinter speed, and he led them to an undefeated season and a state championship a year ago. They don't have that kind of speed in the backfield this season. Here's a fake handoff by Chavis, and he keeps, and Chavis gets hammered and dropped at the line of scrimmage.
Yes, and when Chavis lines up as the quarterback, you know he's not going to throw it. So the Bulldogs are totally playing run when Chavis is in there as the quarterback as opposed to Logan Brewer.
Chavis is in there at quarterback again. Third down and seven. Snap to Chavis. Sprints left. He's looking to throw. Has time. Now he gets popped as he unloads it and throws very high. And incomplete. He's 0 for 2 passing it. And it's a 3 and out for Rio Rancho at their own 25-yard line. Bruce is starting to dominate this game.
They really are. And the Bulldog defensive linemen now are making a sieve out of the Rio Rancho offensive linemen.
Because they can't run the ball.
No, they can't. And so the Cruces defenders know that they can just pin their ears back and come on the pass rush, as was indicated that time with Chavis back there taking one right in the chest.
Brandon Baeza stands back at the Bulldog 38 to receive the punt. And the boot is away, back at the 14, kicked away. And Baeza will let it hit, takes a Bulldog hop, bouncing towards midfield, and it bounds across the 45, and Rams finally corral it at the 46 to the 47 is where they're going to spot it. So the Bulldogs just 53 yards away from Pater, up 21-3 with 9:15 to play in the third quarter. So the Rams throw a pick six on third down on their first possession, then go three and out on the next possession, and now Cruces takes over at their own 47-yard line. Tight formation. Two tight ends, two wing backs. Kolopek, who hasn't had hardly any carries, and they pitch to Baeza going right. He bounces it outside, goes airborne, flies across the 50 and down to the Ram 47-yard line. It's a gain of six for Brandon. And it's second down and four for the Bulldogs at the Ram 47-yard line. What do you think of Mark Lopez's plan tonight against his big Well, strong defensive
front. Lopez reached back about 30 years ago, Jeff, when he was the last quarterback that Stan Pietermeyer and I coached at Las Cruces High School in 1989. That offensive set and that play call right there looks very, very familiar. Haven't seen it for three decades, but it looks familiar.
Second down and four for the Bulldogs. Same formation, Molina in motion. Pitch it to him. He gets a block, gets to the point of attack. Nice ankle tackle down, falls forward close to the first down stick. It's a gain of about four. And it's going to be very close to a first down. They may measure. Can you tell with the naked eye? I can't.
It's about 6 inches short, looks like to me, Jeff. And they are running that ball to the right side away from the Keyshawn Banks defensive end over here on the right-hand side.
8:02 to play in the third quarter. Las Cruces 21, Rio Rancho 3. The 4 seed, the Bulldogs. The 5 seed, Rio Rancho. Out of the eye. And their middle linebacker comes up to the football, puts on the brakes. And the head linesman says he came across offsides for, what, about the fourth or fifth time tonight?